a few years ago, Google started this project of scanning books from big libraries around the world. So it's got deals with the Bodleian in Oxford, the New York Public Library, the Harvard Library. And basically, it's going through all of the books and scanning them in and making them searchable online. Now, what it did in America that it hasn't done elsewhere in the world is make books that are still in copyright but out of print available. So this, obviously, you can kind of understand this maybe got the hackles of the American publishing industry up a bit. So they launched a huge lawsuit, taking Google to court, saying you're effectively offering our stuff for free and taking away a valuable source of money for us. So that court case has been going on for a couple of years, and they finally announced a resolution to it, which kind of seems like a win-win for everybody. What they've said is that in a few months' time, they'll set up a new organization that basically allows Google to sell books online. You can search for the book you're looking for, buy a digital copy of it online, and the money will partially go to Google and the rest of it will feed back to the publishers and the authors. So it's a kind of iTunes for books. You know, you can search for what you're looking for and download it.
Good news for students.
Yeah, I mean, one of the areas they're particularly pitching at to start with is big institutions like universities. And they're going to allow them to buy a kind of institutional license. So what you'll be able to do is search for the things you're looking for in books, and you can even download not the whole book, just the specific page, and you pay for the page on a kind of pay-as-you-go basis. So Google always say, oh, we're trying to make the world's information available. This deal really kind of opens up, to start with, about 7 million books that they've already scanned in as part of this project, makes those all available to buy, and the money actually goes where it's supposed to.
Does it signal the beginning of the end of the book?
That's a difficult one. I think what it maybe signals is the start of the electronic book industry actually being a kind of viable thing. So for a few years, we've seen people trying, you know, electronic book readers or trying to get you to download things online. But that's been spotty. You know, one publisher will do it and another one won't. Or you have to go to all these weird and wonderful corners of the internet to find what you're looking for. I think what this marks is the beginning of a kind of rationalization and saying, you know, here we go, you can get what you're looking for. You don't, through one channel, you don't have to go to all these different places. Now, obviously, in the music industry, that had a massive effect. iTunes is now kind of really one of the major dominant sources of music, and a lot of people complain that, you know, it's killed off the album or it makes people behave in a different way. I think with books, we've always got the physical aspect. You know, people are always going to like to carry around books or read them. But it's certainly the start of a change.
And when this is going to happen in America first, when's it going to come to Britain and Europe?
Well, we're not entirely sure about that. So this comes, as I said, as a result of a deal with the American publishers. Everybody says, you know, we want this to happen elsewhere. How long it will take to come to that agreement isn't clear at the moment. But, you know, once you see something happening in one country on the internet, it tends to arrive in other countries fairly soon. I think one of the big questions may be how much money Google makes from this. So with the American publishers, Google is taking a cut of 37% on every sale, which frankly seems enormous. So I wonder whether the European publishers may try and be a bit stronger in negotiating a smaller slice for Google and a bigger slice for themselves.
37% for scanning something, our producer Andy's just exclaimed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is, the technology behind it is quite labour intensive. You know, basically you have people with all these books, but it does seem, I mean, it seems like a remarkable way of kind of strong arming your way into an industry. You know, they have a tenuous relationship with copyright and end up making 37% of every book sale effectively. I think that kind of shows the power of Google in a way. You know, they are now one of these massive and almost untouchable companies on the internet. And if you want to do anything, you have to filter through them, and they're going to take their pound of flesh along the way.